This is Greg Corumbus of Radio America reporting for WorldNet Daily. My guest at this time is Matt Barber, Director of Cultural Affairs at Liberty Council, an organization that has argued in court for the traditional definition of marriage and has a very successful record in doing so in many different states around the country. We want to get Matt's thoughts now as the state of Massachusetts, the first state to legalize gay marriage, has filed suit against the federal government and specifically the Defense of Marriage Act, saying it's unconstitutional. And Matt, thanks so much for being with us.
Glad to be with you.
We probably figured that this day would come when one of the states would challenge it, and whether this will be the challenge that eventually makes it all the way to the Supreme Court, we'll find out. But what do you make of Massachusetts basically saying this discriminates against the states and doesn't allow the proper freedom to grant marriage status to same-sex couples?
Well, this action by the state of Massachusetts is utterly absurd. And to say that the DOMA, the Federal Defense of Marriage Act, violates states' rights or circumvents states' rights is ridiculous. It's completely the opposite. The Federal Defense of Marriage Act is in place to protect states' rights, to defend marriage as they see fit. And Massachusetts, through judicial fiat, the federal court, with the Goodrich decision, decided, at least the judges there decided, a small panel of black-robed autocrats arbitrarily determined that marriage could include two men or two women. So they've done what they believe is right. Well, the Federal Defense of Marriage Act is in place so that states like Virginia, for instance, which has one of the strongest constitutional amendments describing or defending traditional marriage as between one man and one woman and rejecting the ridiculous and oxymoronic notion of same-sex marriage, if the Federal Defense of Marriage Act is removed or ruled somehow unconstitutional, well, that opens up the floodgates where states like Virginia are forced to recognize counterfeit marriages from states like Massachusetts. And I believe that that's what the state of Massachusetts is trying to do here. They're saying that they are trying to defend the 10th Amendment and that the federal DOMA violates the 10th Amendment. That's ridiculous. The federal DOMA, in fact, protects the 10th Amendment and protects states from being forced to recognize counterfeit same-sex marriages from other states.
So what are they really after here? What would change if DOMA were to be repealed in a state like Massachusetts where gay marriage is already legal?
Well, what Massachusetts here and what the Attorney General Coakley there in Massachusetts is after, I believe, is the breaking down of DOMA, which again is that barrier, that firewall that protects other states from being forced to recognize counterfeit marriages. She wants to break down that firewall of protection and open up the floodgates, essentially. In other words, she wants for Massachusetts to radically redefine what is or is not marriage for the rest of the states. Well, that is a violation of the 10th Amendment. That in and of itself is a violation of law, and it's, as I said earlier, utterly absurd, and I think it will fail.
Is this the seminal battleground, this issue on the Defense of Marriage Act? Because as you mentioned, it allows states that either have constitutional amendments or laws on the books defining marriage only as the union of one man and one woman to refuse to recognize same-sex or gay marriages performed in other states. If that's taken away, then what happens?
Well, that's right. The federal DOMA is the last line of defense protecting natural, legitimate marriage. You know, 30 states have updated and amended their state constitutions to affirm that marriage is what marriage has always been, the union of a man, one man, and one woman. Now, DOMA, the Defense of Marriage Act, is in place to protect those state constitutional amendments. An additional 15 states, for a total of 45 states, have at one time or another written, either amended their constitution or have a law on the book protecting natural marriage. Again, it's for Massachusetts here to cry foul when they have radically redefined marriage or at least attempted to through judicial fiat in their state. It's very disingenuous of the Attorney General there. Again, what they're really trying to do is they are trying to determine what marriage is. They are trying to radically redefine marriage, and this is really the Civil War issue of this day and age.
We're talking with Matt Barber of Liberty Council. And Matt, in terms of benefits. That seems to be the argument for those pushing this lawsuit against DOMA, is that, you know, federal law doesn't recognize gay marriage, and so there wouldn't be the same sort of benefits for federal employees and so forth. Is there any wiggle room for them on that side of the issue?
Well, there's not. And, you know, the Attorney General says that the federal DOMA, quote, violates or denies essential rights and protections. That's absolute baloney. The framers of the Massachusetts Constitution, and for that matter, the framers of the United States Constitution, could not have even conceptualized the silly notion of same-sex marriage. It's a contradiction in terms. It cannot exist. Marriage, by definition, is the union of a man and a woman. So for them to say that it denies essential rights and protections is just patently absurd. The framers of the Constitution could not have even conceptualized same-sex marriage, much less considered it a fundamental constitutional right. If somebody had said that at that time that Patrick Henry would someday be allowed to marry Henry Patrick, they would have laughed their smocks off.
Matt, unfortunately, we need to call time there. Thank you, sir, very much for being with us.
My pleasure.
Matt Barber, Director of Cultural Affairs at Liberty Council. This is Greg Corumbus of Radio America reporting for WorldNet Daily.